Once a month, I'd like to touch base with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce and Seth Snyder. He's on the board of directors for the Fossil Basin. He's joining us live over the phone this morning. Good morning, Seth. How are you today?
Morning, Duke. I am doing great, Duke.
I appreciate your time as always. Hope you had a great Christmas. The Fossil Basin did some new events for the holidays this year, a couple competitions, if you will, and I want to start with the kids coloring contest. What a great idea. How did that go?
Yeah, it was awesome. So we had a couple little events. So we kept it kind of light with it being the holiday season, knowing everyone's with family and traveling. We just had two little competitions. So this was a fun coloring competition for K through 12, so all the kids in the community. So we had low coloring pages for each age group. They put all of them up at our local Ridley's grocery store. We had over 50 entries go in, which was an awesome outcome. Put together a little panel of judges, and they went out to vote on each age group. So this was a fun way to kind of kick off the holiday season and bring the community together. So we had winners from each age group, and then prizes were given out to all those winners. One thing, if your kid was one of the winners of this coloring page contest and you haven't gotten that coloring page back to you to put on your fridge and they haven't picked up their prize, please go over to our Facebook page, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. The winners are posted, and there's a phone number there that you can call to get your child's coloring page and pick up their prize.
Perfect. You know, I'm looking at some of these pictures, and I saw them after you guys posted the winners, and I'm thinking, these are kids? there's some really good artists that submitted some pictures.
Definitely.
So, absolutely. That was one of the competitions. The Chamber also did the home decorating contest and have announced the winners for that as well.
Yeah. So we held a Christmas home decorating contest. The way this worked is you could nominate yourself. You could pick a neighbor, a friend, didn't matter. We put together another panel of judges. We went out and voted on the house that had the most holiday spirit, the best decorations. So first and foremost, you know, we just want to say thank you to everyone who participated in this for lighting up our community and spreading some holiday cheer. So a big congratulations to the Avery family, the Blackham family, and first place was Bob and Tina Robinson. So again, congratulations, guys, for having the best decorated homes in town and really showing out for the community.
Absolutely. What a fun opportunity and a fun competition again for the holidays. Hosted by the Fossil Basin Chamber, you posted the winners and their homes, by the way, online on your Facebook page so people can see the winning decorations. Right there.
Drive by and see those lights while they're still up.
Perfect. Speaking with Seth Snyder this morning, Seth is with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce serving Southern Lincoln County. Like to touch base with the Fossil Basin on a monthly basis. So looking ahead now, Seth, into January and into the new year, looks like you guys are already planning some upcoming events. And tell us about the luncheon, or the brunch, I should say, that's scheduled for next month.
Learn. Yeah. So this is our next event coming up, Duke. So to tie things up, the Fossil Basin Chamber is going to be holding a meeting. This is on January 17th. This is at 10:30 a.m. at the BOCES meeting room right here in Kemmer. So we have a brunch and learn with your local Lincoln County representatives. So this is going to be the community's opportunity to show up and to learn about the things going on in South Lincoln County. You're going to meet your reps. You're going to get to ask some questions. So we urge everyone, if you want to be involved in what's going on in the community, be there. It's 10:30 a.m. on the 17th. So right now, we have Fred Baldwin, Scott Hayner, and Dan Dockstader that are going to be showing up. We may have a few more joining us as time goes on. So if you would like to go to this is a brunch and learn. RSVP, you can text 307-705-1213 with your name, and we'll make sure that we have you on the list to come and see what's going on in our community.
Excellent. So again, that's happening Wednesday, January 17th. And Seth, anything else in the works and being talked about, discussed for the Chamber?
Well, we have a few more events coming up, and we'll start posting about that on our Facebook page as we get closer and kind of make some more news about it. We have our committees working hard to put together some fun events over the next few months. As those develop, we'll definitely post about them and let the community know. But for now, that's all I have for you, Duke, is our educational meeting on January 17th at the BOCES meeting room.
Perfect. And remind us again, Seth, if someone wants to join the Fossil Basin Chamber, which serves the entire Southern Lincoln County community, how do they do that?
Yes. So You can always get on our Facebook page. There is a registration form. You can print it out. There is a QR code that you can scan right with your phone. It's going to bring up a document that you can sign up for right away. Remember, you don't have to be a business. You can be an individual in the community that wants to get involved. You can be a business, a corporation. It doesn't matter. We want everyone to have a voice in this community. Otherwise, you can get a hold of any of the board members. Everyone is posted on our Facebook page, or you can go on down to Anderson Tax and Consulting during business hours, and she has the paper copy at her office ready for you to sign up.
Excellent. That's Seth Snyder with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce live this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Seth, thanks for your time and Happy New Year.
Absolutely, Duke. Happy New Year.